which is a, you know, I studied it so much in school, but it was not something that, you know, things, there are certain mythologies that creep into the church. Certain profane. Profane always refers to, you know, common. That which is, you know, of, you know, of the worldly and so on and so forth, you know, things that, you know, minister questions instead of the distribution of faith, the dispensation of faith. You know, that stuff, refuse, decline, shun. Exercise thyself rather unto godliness. Now think about that. Old wives. It was. I did have a note on that. It means crone-like or silly is the implication, because that's the way they thought of. You know, sometimes there are certain. Yeah, you know, it's true. There's sometimes things that people, they're old, and they. A lot of people accept things they hear. As true. This makes me think of a lot, honestly. You know what I think about? I think of the kind of things I'm hearing now about the political scene currently now. Oh, what's the, you know, there's all the, because every time a new political party comes in, those people who are afraid of that party always start spreading all kinds of rumors about all the, it's going to be just like Hitler again. It's going to be just like Mussolini. And honestly, to me, that's profane. Vain babblings. Honestly, that's, might offend some, but to me, it's just like, what are we talking about? Does not minister faith to the hearers. Silly. What? Let's just wait till we see it. You know? Speculation. It's one thing when you actually have these things happening, but there's all kinds of, I remember, you remember when Bill Clinton was president, there was the black helicopters, and he was going to do all these horrible things. And you know what? Life still goes on. When George Bush was president, they were saying all things like, George Bush is going to, he's going to continue in office. He's going to, he's going to declare a national emergency at the end of his term. I remember the extremists on the left were all up in arms because they thought he was going to do it. He was going to declare himself dictator and, blah, you know. And now with the new president, oh, it's the same thing. Now he's going to do that. And maybe down the road someone will. But what's the point of getting all worked up about it? There are other old wives' fables. You know, it's stuff that's not true. But sometimes simple people believe in these things. Right? Simple people believe in some things that are just unprofitable to the faith. And kind of silly. No, I think of, a lot of things that get passed around on the internet. Those are, a lot of those things are like old wives' tales, fables. It's a bunch of mythologies out there, and people all focusing on it, and what's the point? I'll tell you what the point is. It's a waste. Exercise yourself rather unto godliness. Be like God. Shun that stuff. You know, Jesus refused political involvement. So do I. You know, I voted and stuff. I didn't vote for anybody who was going to win. You know, in this country, it's sort of a hard thing because it's like the power is supposed to be in the hands of the people. At least to give into the hands of someone else. I haven't really determined whether or not it's right or wrong for me to be involved in that. At least I know I would never want to, I would think it would be wrong for me to seek power, political power. But, you know, like local political stuff is not as, you know, I mean, like, let's say someone, you can be a Christian and be water commissioner, you know. That is, and it says God will have all men to be saved, including some kings, some of the highest rulers. Hey, David was a king. So we should exercise ourselves in godliness and refuse these profane Because profane, there's the holy and the profane. That which is sanctified, and that which is sort of the public domain. That which is, you know, literally it meant like the threshold. And it's like, at the door of the house of God, what is outside is that is which is profane. You know, that which is secular, which is political, and which is all that stuff outside doesn't need to be brought inside. For bodily exercise profiteth a little, but godliness is profitable to all things, having the promise of life that now is, and of that which is to come. Notice, godliness is not just for the future after you're dead, it's for even now. How about that? And some people think, oh, I'll be holy when I'm dead. I'll be godly when I'm dead. I'll be sinless when I'm dead. You know what? It's all supposed to be given to you now. If you're not receiving, if you don't receive it now, you're not going to get it dumped on you. The point is to have this all working in you before you die. Not to try to go to the last moment and, it's just, that's not the way it's taught in the scriptures. I know that. You know, the bodily exercise profits, but the biggest profit is in godliness. You know, there's some profit in getting exercise, you know. It's not putting down exercise per se, but what it's saying is godliness, that profits you now and in the future. And that is the promise of the life that now is. There is promise in godliness. In this life. Verse 9. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation. He said that also about himself, a sinner in chief. But that, I think what he's saying is that this, what I'm saying about godliness. And he says, for therefore we both labor and suffer reproach. Therefore what? For godliness. Because we trust in the living God, who is the Savior of all men, especially of those that believe. I mean, specifically those that believe. You know, we are laboring and suffering reproach for godliness. That's what we want to be reproached for. We don't want to be reproached as evildoers, see? Remember when I talked about the bishops, how they got to be irreproachable? Well, obviously that excludes meaning reproach, suffering reproach for the gospel's sake. That's okay. Because they're going to reproach us for the sake of the gospel. We just don't want them to reproach us for some legitimate reason.